To support spiritual growth and planetary survival, Rabbi Gabriel Cousins, MD, and Reverend Michael Beckwith, PhD, co-hosted the Juice Fast for Peace at Reverend Beckwith's Agape International Spiritual Center in Culver City, California, USA, during the first week of March 2009. The event was organized to help participants end their addiction to meat and other animal products in order to support their own personal and spiritual growth, while also acting to ensure planetary survival by reducing the emissions of greenhouse gases from the animal industry. On March 7, 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to attend via video conference to answer the participants' questions and concerns about the damaging impact the meat diet has on the environment and human health. Born from a deep concern for the future of the planet, Dr. Cousins, a vegan, began his Juice Fast for Peace series partnering with Reverend Beckwith in Culver City, with plans to offer them across the United States and the world to help people end their addiction to meat. According to Dr. Cousins, by consuming green juices during the fast, people lose the cellular memory of addictive flesh foods, dairy and eggs, thus making it easier to transition to a plant-based diet. He is both a general medical practitioner and a psychiatrist who developed early in his career a fascination for understanding how the mind affects the body and how the body and the food we feed it affects the mind. He was the chief mental health consultant for the Sonoma County Head Start in California and a consultant on the California State Department of Health. He is a holistic medical doctor who incorporates homeopathy, live food nutrition, Ayurveda, naturopathy, acupuncture as part of his healing modality. Another core aspect of his approach to wellness and healing is a recognition that our purpose in life is to awaken to the divine. For the next several decades, he devoted his research to finding out how all body types could create a healthy balance and obtain all proper nutrition on a living foods diet. He has authored many books summarizing his findings over the years, such as Depression Free for Life and There is a Cure for Diabetes. For over 20 years, Dr. Cousins has been leading and perfecting green juice fasts, in which only juices made predominantly from green vegetables are consumed. His goal is to help people become cured of supposedly incurable diseases, such as diabetes and drug and alcohol addiction, while also helping us clear our thoughts and reflect upon our true nature as the children of God. Reverend Michael Beckwith, a vegan, has stated that our purpose on the planet is to wrap our consciousness around the divine treasure within us. He uplifted the fasting participants with daily inspirational talks. He is one of the featured teachers in the international best-selling book and movie, The Secret. His spiritual journey began in the 1970s, where his exploration of Eastern and Western teachings led to his own style of teaching, referred to as the New Thought Ancient Wisdom spiritual tradition. It was his vision of a non-denominational spiritual community that led to the founding of the Agape International Spiritual Center in 1986, which seeks to bring all people together into one human family unified in a core value of peace and the spiritual origin of all beings. Each week, around 9,000 people come to hear him speak at the Agape Center. He proactively works alongside other global peacemakers, including the Dalai Lama, and has also been featured on Oprah, an international U.S.-based daytime talk show, and interviewed on Larry King Live by one of the premier broadcast interviewers of our time. We invite you now to join part two of our four-part series witnessing this peaceful and uplifting dialogue between Supreme Master Ching Hai, Reverend Michael Beckwith, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and the participants of the first Juice Fast for Peace in Culver City, California on March 7, 2009.
Thank you very much for spreading this message, by the way. So many people live in ignorance that this is all they need is just be enlightened by the information. So my question is that daily we hear reports about the polar ice sheets melting.
Yes.
And predictions about the rise of the sea levels. Since we live near the ocean, what measures should we be taking to protect LA like Holland and other countries are doing?
Good question, madam. Good. You've been choosing very well. Yeah, intelligent people. It is true that the statistic of the ice melt keep changing because they are being updated all the time. The reason is that they are unpredictable. You see, if the sea water is warmer, then the ice will be melted quicker. And once the ice melted, there's no reflection of the heat back into the space. Therefore, the heat will melt the ice as well and warm the water further. And both will help each other to melt more ice and heat up more the planet. So if you just calculate by, the ice sheets melt 1 meter. So today, another day, it will melt 1 more meter. And tomorrow, it will melt another. So it's only 3 meter in 3 days. That is incorrect. Because the water is warming, and then the ice will melt by that. And the ice melt more, we have more heat. And more heat, more ice melt. More ice melt, more warm water. More warm water, more ice melt. You see the devil cycle. That's why the scientists could not predict it very well before, but they are very vigilant right now. They're keeping a good eyes on the situation. It's just that we don't do things fast enough. It's not just keeping an eyes on it. We have to do something. When we know the situation and we know the solution, we have to try quick. I wish we have the planet no matter what. I wish you live the way you live. I do not want just a small personal interference into your way of life. You all have free will and you have God inside. I have not much to say. Just if we know a solution, we just do it. If we love our planet, if we love ourselves and our children, any sacrifice we would do. Sometimes we say, I would lay down my life for you. I love you so much. Parents, they love their children so much. Sometimes they sacrifice everything. They work hard. Yes, they sleep less, they wake up early, they go to bed late, and they work sometimes 18, 20 hours just to protect their children. Why cannot just forsake a piece of meat? Yes, just to keep the home for them. The planet is our home, and the children, where would they go? It's not just about going. It's just sometimes the suffering is so intense and so prolonged that we don't wish that on our harmless, helpless little children for the future. I don't have any children to talk of, but even your children is like my children. They are helpless. They need protection. The way we are polluting our planet right now is no good for us, for our children at all. So love should be translated into action. Even any sacrifice, we do it. But it wasn't much of sacrifice, because meat is not good for us in any case. If we eat meat and all that, it will be harmful to our health. So might as well leave it all together, and we could save the planet that way. All evidence points out that meat is the number one cause of our planetary problem.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
As a rabbi, we know that in Genesis 1:29, it says one should eat basically a live food vegan diet.
Right.
That's what the Torah tells us. As a Native American sun dancer and connecting to the white buffalo woman who gave the pipes, the peace pipes, to the Native American nations, the teaching is that everyone should be vegan. And as a yogi for 36 years, we always were taught ahimsa. And now, maybe we're going to listen to the divine advice, which is very good. But this is a hard way to do it.
Yes.
So.
But you see, we need all this scientific evidence to tell people also. So we have to refer to United Nations and scientists, experts, etc. Because people have to be appeal in their intelligence. The soul understands everything. I'm sure all of them who sit there, or everybody in the world, their souls know what is good. It's just their mind, their intellectual, has to be satisfied. That's why we talk about scientific evidence. Like before, the United Nations predicted that, 1 meter sea level rise would be very catastrophic already and causing a lot of people to lose their homes. But just last month, scientists have learned that Greenland and Western Antarctica and Eastern Antarctica are all melting now, which had not been, a factor updated before. Based on these findings, one scientist at the University of California, Santa Cruz, predicted a 5 meter sea level rise. And then another study say, no, that's not it. If all the Antarctica were to melt, which is melting now, if they all melted, then the sea level could rise up to 70 meters.
Yeah, 210 feet.
That's a lot.
21 floors.
Can you imagine that? Where are we going with this kind of rising levels? Even if we dig a hole, nowadays they have something like, they make the hole, the tube ready for you, like a room, and then you can put it in the earth to, to protect yourself from climate change, from gases and all that. But how we protect ourselves in this case, when the sea level rises 70 meters and bury everything in its wake, and no more food, no more agriculture, nothing, no animals even to eat, even if we want to eat meat, there will be nothing left for us. So, you see, how can we take measures to protect Los Angeles, California, not from rising sea levels, but also all the similar consequences of global warming? See, when the sea level rises, there will be more mosquitoes and diseases. Oh, not to talk about, we all die anyway. Not only the ice, you see, but also the permafrost will melt, which could potentially release billions of tons of methane gas from underneath, or hydrogen sulfide. We can die by inhaling just 1 second. So there's no way we can run away from this. except we turn to virtuous way of life. Then we are connected with heaven, because heaven is virtuous and love and blessing. If we connect it with that, then we are one with that. Then we are protected ourselves, because we are one with heaven. Heaven is all-powerful, almighty. If we are connected with that almighty by being heavenly, having heavenly quality, then we back to our original source again. Then we are connected. Then we are also part of the Almighty. Then we are blessed and protected. I see no other way we can protect ourselves at all. If the sea were to rise, if all the gas were to be released from permafrost and underneath of the sea and from everywhere else, that's it. So now we come back to your suggestion that we have to go back to heavenly way of life.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduced type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increased life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
The heavenly way of life, that's exactly right. That's what fasting introduces you, because the voice of God does come through you when you fast. It comes to you regularly. But, I mean, from people who are fasting, it starts to happen. We open up to the voice of God. We eat the voice of God into our existence. That's what we're feasting on. So it's good.
And thank you for being here with us today. Many philosophers and spiritual teachers often talk about this particular time that we're going through as a challenging transition for humanity.
Yes.
That possibly lead to a tremendous spiritual evolution and elevation and awakening. What are some of your thoughts about that?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm sure you know it yourself. You just want to ask for your audience. And
good to get your opinion.
You see, we are in a very dangerous situation right now. But I'm glad to tell you, we have reached the critical mass. Can you believe? According to my inner knowledge, the critical mass has been reached. The critical mass of the numbers of vegetarian people. Okay? It's just now we're waiting for the mind of humans to be more pliant, to be more in tune with the critical mass. For your audience, I'm saying the critical mass, as you say, means if a certain numbers of people have be like in one mighty group, you know, like being vegetarian, if the certain number is reached, then that number will influence the whole planet in time and make everybody become vegetarian or vegan. You understand, right?
Right.
That is a critical mass. And we have been trying, and with many other group, and with you, and with Dr. Gabriel, and the Reverend who sit there, we have reached the critical mass just a few days ago, and it's just my inner knowledge. And now we're waiting for that to work. But meanwhile, we're still working. Continue whatever we can, from television to flyer and vegetarian restaurant, vegan seminar and free cooking class, etc., etc. We often say the human mind is like a monkey mind. I wish that our minds are really like monkey minds. Because if our mind were the monkey minds, or likewise, then everybody would have become vegetarian long ago. You see, they experiment with a monkey, like if they teach some certain numbers of monkey to drink from glasses, then all the monkey elsewhere have not been in contact with human and not have in contact with that monkey who drinks, still, you know, they could use the glass to drink also. So that's why the critical mass of the monkey have influenced other monkeys' mind by inner connection, telepathic connection. But our mind, unfortunately, is not like a monkey mind. I wish it were. Then we can influence quicker. Now, if this critical mass is working, and I suspect it's working, just a little bit slower than we want, then maybe we will have the mass of the planet going to have vegetarian diet, compassionate attitude quite soon. I hope it's in time so that we can save the planet before we reach the point of no return. And so I also beg you, all of you, the hero, the saints, the yogi there, please do something to help. Just pass out information, convince whoever you can. Yes, and everybody really does make a difference. Like I have a cooking show every Sunday. I cook very simple. I teach kids to cook. But it influences some millions of people that help with the critical mass. That's why I do it. Yeah, even just a cooking show like that. So you could do even more than just a cooking show the way I do. Yes, you Americans. Americans are mighty people. Yes, in 200 years they built the powerful nation on the planet. They go to the moon. They went to Mars. And they're going to see the next whatever people, planet, that they guess exists in the galaxy. They already suspect that there exist many peopled planets. And they're going to find it. I'm sure they will. So the Americans can do a lot of things and have a big influence in the world. I count on you. I count on you.
Wow, thank you for that beautiful answer.
Thank you.
My name is Annie Chubb.
Annie, yes.
And I'm into the raw food movement as well, eating fresh raw fruits and vegetables and so on.
Bravo.
Thank you. Your TV program goes all over the world to 60 different languages, and you're talking to different governments. What response do you get from world governments about this idea of reducing animal products to affect global change? What positive things are happening with the governments?
Good question. It's happening. It's happening. I wish it's happening faster, but at least it's happening. You know, sometimes when I hear like, okay, the European Parliament admit that meat diets is cause for global warming and they will reconsider to cut subsidies for the meat industry, instead, and they give it to the organic farmers, etc. I jump around in my room and say, wow, my God, it's happening. I know it's just a small step, and we are impatient because time is urgent and our days are numbered. I know that. But every time like that, I jump. And my dogs is just, you know, was so panicky. They run around me, licking me all over and ask me what's wrong, what's wrong. I say, no, I'm happy. Don't worry.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
So, I hope you're not jumping. I'm going to tell you something. Okay. Though it's not going as quickly as I would like, but look like the critical mass is doing something. You see? Because there's progress being made. some courageous, brave, heroic leaders are helping to make the change, which is very touching and inspiring. Sometimes I cry, you know? Like in Formosa, the president, for example, announced that eating more vegetables and less meat is one of the most important lifestyle changes people can make to lower emission. A president to say that, for him, is a lot. For us, maybe it's no problem. You go to see Dr. Cousins, he say that every day. You go to the church and the reverend tell you that all the time. But for a president, you understand the political pressure he has and the unprecedented announcement that he made, never made before in history of human or Taiwan or China. For a political leader to say that is truly brave and truly is a very big step. And then his wife, the First Lady of Formosa, she also set an example, you see, for the children by reading aloud an article, how to curb global warming, eat less meat, more vegetables and fruit, you see, as an effort to reduce emissions. Finally, over 1 million people in Formosa took a pledge to lower their meat consumption by signing their petition. In the United States, I guess you know already, the Hawaiian House and Senate unanimously passed a resolution asking that vegan and vegetarian meal options to be provided in Hawaiian schools. Yes? Another one, as a part of its new climate action plan, Cincinnati, Ohio was the first U.S. city to encourage less meat in order to stop global warming. It's just some steps, you see. And in Europe, Germany's environment minister visited Brazil to help enact stricter regulations for preventing deforestation for meat that being exported to Europe. And Jens Holm, member of the European Parliament, has been working to get measures adopted in the European Union that recommend reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases emissions. Our group also made contact with the government in as many countries as possible to let them know of the planetary benefit of vegan diet. We encourage anyone who feels this same way to also reach out themselves and contact as many people as possible, including governmental representatives. And of course, we continue to make efforts through Supreme Master Television and other activities, you know, like Loving Hood Vegan Restaurant, flyer distributing, information disseminating. We have many vegan restaurants now in different cities to provide delicious vegan meals. And it would be a trend one day, see? People should go there and they should have direct experience of how easy it is to be vegan and how tasty it is, the meatless food. We also encourage more government action by recognizing the governments that do promote the benefits of the vegetarian diet. Recognizing this also helps the planet immensely. That's all we can do. Maybe could do more, but if you have any better idea, you will tell me what else to do.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people. And the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Well, thank you for sharing the good news. We appreciate
good news, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yesterday, just some hours before this conference with you, I had an honor to be a guest at the Mexico SOS conference. And we had a video recorded support from the senator from the Philippines, from the legislator Taiwan, and from the vice president of the European Parliament. Vice president of European Parliament. He recorded a message to support us. Can you imagine? That's a big step, no?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's slow, but I wish more leaders would be so courageous like them.
It will happen. It will happen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your blessing.
Thank you for your warm-hearted presence on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on tomorrow for Part 3 of Juice Fast for Peace. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May God bless our planet with peace, friendship, and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.